The anticipation continues to grow for the 10th annual IWK 250 presented by Steve Lewis Auto Body at Riverside International Speedway. It's my pleasure to welcome in the NASCAR driver that will be present for the 2016 IWK 250 on July 16th. Got a welcome to Racetime Radio. How about Matt Crafton, two-time champion in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series? He's coming back to go after that victory. We got him on the hotline. Matt, what's going on? How you doing? And this is great news, my friend.
Oh yeah, I'm super, super excited to be back up there and race Riverside Speedway. It is honestly one of the nicest short tracks I've ever been to. The fans have been just absolutely incredible to be with. First time I went up there, I remember like, God, you know, if this could be just a local Saturday night late model racetrack, we might have, I mean, 1,000 people in the grandstands. And when I drove in that place and saw the campers, there was 1,000 campers plus in there. It's been a blast. I mean, I've had a blast off track and on track. We had Donald Nimby give us such a good car last year and was leading the race and lost my brakes leading. And hopefully we've got all that figured out this year and we'll keep the brakes on it and be able to get the thing in the victory lane.
It's been awesome watching you the last couple of years, the progression with you in that Cat for Kids car. This year with the number 16 on the door, qualifying's been pretty good to you, Matt. You sat atop of the pole once, and you shared the outside front row with Donald Chisholm last year.
Yeah, qualifying's been good. We just got to make the race happen. I always say, the race pays all the money. The qualifying only does so much, not enough. We want to get that thing in victory lane.
And I got a sneaky suspicion you're going to do it this time around, Matt. Not been a bad start for you this year in 2016, south of the border. That was quite a race at Kansas. You almost got that one, brother.
Yeah, we had a pretty good truck there. We just bleeding, and Timothy Peters got loose under me and got into my left rear quarter. I was just one of those racing deals and just shuffled back and got back to second. I mean, I guess I was the first loser last weekend, but we'll move on to the next one, see if we can go get a monster up there in Dover.
Another track you just love racing at. Matt, is there much from that Camping World Truck Series, number 88 Menards Toyota, that you adapt to that Cat for Kids car at Riverside International Speedway? Is there much information that would go between the two vehicles?
No, nothing at all. Not even a little bit. The only thing the same there on the truck, that car, is the driver. But besides that, everything's a lot different.
Well, that racetrack treats you well at Riverside. You going to tackle this one any different than you have the previous 2 years?
No, absolutely not. Now we're going to do the same thing. Go take the gloves off and race as hard as we can, race smart, and try to be there at the end.
I can tell you the kids at IWK are going to be some excited to hear you're coming back. I know that's always a big day on your schedule as well when you come to Canada.
Oh, yeah. I love going to IWK and being able to see if I can put a smile on at least one or two or 10 kids' faces. Now that I'm a dad and I have my daughter, it just makes it that much more special to be able to talk to the kids and possibly put a smile on their face. And I can't even imagine what those kids are going through and what those parents are apt to go through with some of the kids in there. I mean, it's heartbreaking for sure.
Well, it's going to be exciting to see you back up on this side of the border. Much continued success in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. We will catch up with you in July, and if not before, on Racetime Radio. Matt, you have a great day. Thanks so much for your time today on Racetime. We look forward to seeing you July the 16th at Riverside.
All right, sounds good. Thank you again for having me. Look forward to it.